Now we are moving on to employment case law update, which I would subtitle, have you hugged your employment defense counsel lately? Because we are going through a lot of stress we've never gone through before where we feel we might lose at the Fifth Circuit. I mean, this isn't a new feeling to me. So we have, luckily we have Tom Brandt here to help guide us through the recent decisions in Hamilton and Harrison and others, and Tom barely needs an introduction. We are lucky to have such a skilled litigator here, so with no further ado, here is Tom Brandt.
Thank you, Corey, and thank you, Jana. I just want to thank you both for the service you're doing. It's wonderful. And I have to say to Jana a couple of things. Number one, your dad's very proud of you. He told me so. That's for you, Daniel. And then I had to change my presentation because of you, because yesterday I was watching in a cubicle in Dallas, very boring, but for me, not to interact with people, but saw that you represent employees. You reminded me you represent employees against school districts, so I had to change my presentation. I was going to say this is going to be good news and bad news, but the good news for me is bad news for you, and the bad news for you is good news for me, so I'm changing it. This presentation is going to be a happy sandwich. Maybe by the end, a joyful sandwich, but a sandwich nonetheless. I'm going to start, because it's right before lunch. Let's start thinking about the food. The reason I wanted to say a sandwich is because I'm going to start with a piece of bread, which is going to be kind of frivolous, silly. I'm going to have the meat, which is provided by my brilliant partner, Laura O'Leary. So that's meat, and it was all regular intelligence, no artificial intelligence was involved. And then the final slice of bread would be the more serious and say sort of a personal message I have. But that's the sandwich we're going to do. So let's get through the first layer of bread. You probably don't know this, but late last year, the Texas Whistleblower Act celebrated its 40th birthday. So sing with me. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. A little weak over here. Happy birthday, dear Texas Whistleblower Act. Amanda, you're laughing, not singing. Happy birthday to you. Okay, with that off-key rendition out of the way, let's go to the roadmap of what we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about Title VII, Religious Accommodation, Groff and its early progeny. We're also going to talk about Title VII, Ultimate Employment Actions, Hamilton and its early progeny. And time permitting, I'll talk about the Texas Whistleblower Act, since we sang about it. And then I don't think I'll have time to talk about some of the other cases that we have. There's a USERRA case in the materials. I'm not going to hit every case that we have in the materials. There's also a reassignment case. But let's go with let's delve into the first topic, religious accommodations, okay? We're going to spend a little bit of time on this. There's the language from Title VII, all right? That has been quoted and shortened a bit and also had a gloss on it. But it says, unless an employer demonstrates that he's unable to reasonably accommodate. Okay, so that's the reasonable accommodation for religious practice. But now, this is important now, the Groff decision came out, U.S. Supreme Court last year, was a unanimous decision by the Supreme Court. Justice Alito wrote the opinion, and it clarified the undue hardship provision in Title VII. Okay, so if there is a person, an employee of yours, who has a religious accommodation that's needed to be met, then there is a new standard there is a new way of looking at the undue hardship standard. It clarified it, and now it used to be that the employer, in the school district's case, being the employer, could say, okay, I'll look at your accommodation, but if it's going to cost anything more than a de minimis cost, then I don't have to do it. That was a gloss that the courts put on the language of Title VII.